This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In this time of lawlessness where leftists tell us they don't want any police, leftists tell us Black Lives Matter, the very racist comment, Black Lives Matter over all lives, we get an interesting story that highlights the craziness of putting any faith in anything leftist. And it has to do with a black man who meets a white woman. Now, in this day and time, that's not even a big deal. We see lots of interracial couples and things like this. Not a big deal. So this black guy, turns out he's a parolee. Guess what? Well, he got arrested for raping and beating a woman on the roof of his Bronx apartment building. And supposedly, he told a witness that this woman, who happens to be white, deserved the brutal attack because of slavery. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Now, I'm not cherry picking the news so that I can make black men look bad, because let's face it, you know, nobody needs the stereotype of, you know, all black men want to do is get themselves a white woman or whatever it may be, right? And God knows what they want to do to her. Well, it'll probably be the same thing that white guys want to do to her. I'm just guessing here. But yeah, so I'm not trying to propagate any crazy Mandingo myths or anything like that. I'm just telling you what people say. I'm telling you how what would you think about this if I reverse the ethnicity of the people. In other words, a white guy, a white parolee, takes a black woman up onto the top of his apartment building, rapes her and beats her, and says, "This is 'cause you need to be back on the plantation." Now, I'm going to bet you money you haven't heard this story. Yep. Here's what the guy said. She was a white girl. She deserved it because us minorities have been through slavery. That's what Tamar Bishop, age 23, allegedly said to a witness of this woman who had been beaten bloody after his rape of her. This is what they used to do to us. This is what they did to us during slavery. They used to beat us up and whip us. Tamar Bishop, 23, arrested by authorities in Virginia on a slew of charges connected to this June 1st assault, which they've now deemed a hate crime. That's exactly what it was. And for the record, all these beatings of white people, these other things, all of this could be considered hate crimes. Leftists want black people to hate white folks. They want a race war. And let me tell you something, people. You can downplay what I do on this radio show every day, but I'm the barrier between you and utter destruction. Oh, I know there's a new flavor in town, Candace Owens, but I'm promise you, if you want to pick who you want to be your warrior between me and Candace, I bet you pick me. No offense against her. But if you really want somebody who's going to fight for you day in and day out, I know who I'd pick. 20-year-old Bishop. The 20-year-old met Bishop. This is the girl, the 20-year-old. She meets Tamar Bishop on parole, serving a year behind bars for robbery. Meets him at 5 a.m., goes up to the rooftop of this public housing building where the two both apparently lived. I don't know if she lived there, but he did. Bishop allegedly punched her repeatedly before raping her, then continued the assault, kicking her and punching her in the head and body until she fell unconscious. He then fled. I want you to understand the situation here. He then fled, but returned with an unnamed witness who saw the woman, quote, laying on the roof landing with blood covering her face. Then he made the remark to this unnamed witness. She's a white girl. She deserved it because us minorities have been through slavery. This is what they used to do to us. This is what they did to us during slavery. They used to beat us and whip us. Now, this is a guy that knows no, has no connection to slavery. I mean, he doesn't even know it anecdotally. All he knows what the history books have told him. That's it. But he's got to make people pay. This girl's got to pay. Look, what I'm telling you is, in the microcosm, that's his vision of payback, reparations. You know, I'll take what I want, and I'm going to brutalize you, and you're going to take it. I mean, this is his mentality. He doesn't see it as doing anything wrong. In fact, here's what's crazy about it. He's so proud of his work that he goes and gets somebody and says, "Let me show you what I did." And it was somebody black. I don't have to know the rest of the story. I know he went and got somebody black and said, "Let me show you what I did to this white girl." And he brings him up there and he shows him. And you know what that person did? That potential Trump voter turned him in. Said, "You know, that's cruel. That's brutal. What are you doing? What are you talking about?" And that black person told him what he said in doing this. That it's payback. He exposed the whole game. That's why this person is unnamed. They don't want you to know that there's an underlying of people that go, "That ain't right in any way, shape, or form." That's what this is about. They said the woman was treated at an area hospital for several injuries, including broken nose, broken teeth. She was vomiting blood. Police sources previously told the newspaper, Special Victims Division of Investigator described the attack as, quote, "one of the worst he's ever seen." Tamar Bishop, was charged on 2 counts of predatory assault, attempted murder, rape, 2 counts of assault, sexual abuse, and assault, and a hate crime. Good. I hope they throw the book at this clown. But I hope they throw the book at everybody that has this feeling. This is the type of thing that needs to be made widely spread, that you're not going to do this. You're not going to go around attacking people because of color. And here's what they want. Let me tell you what the left wants. They want some of these corn-fed boys from Tennessee or Georgia to retaliate, to be mad about it. You wonder why there are people that brew up these bigoted things. This is why. This is why. They want a payback. And I want payback as an American. That's what I want. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, the policing situation now is so political. I want you to understand that George Floyd, the guy that killed George Floyd, deserves justice, you know, deserves whatever he got. But there should be a legitimate inquiry looked into this. I don't know. I mean, things can look worse than they appear, right? That is just a fact. Even the video, they have video of this. This guy has to know he's being videoed. It isn't, you know, he knows what's going on in the world of policing, and he still thought he did something right. Whether you agree or disagree isn't even the issue. The issue is there should be a reasonable inquiry without politics. Not going to happen. Atlanta's the worst situation. Atlanta really upsets me because these cops did their job. There is no argument it whatsoever, and I'm telling you, have we done some research on policing. In fact, I'm going to release maybe I'll do it today. We'll put this article out that we've been working on that it shows all of the different situations where cops, not all, but most of them, from 2012 on, all these different situations of cops killing unarmed blacks, and we give you the situation like. Here's what happened. here was the person's record. Here was the what happened to the cop? Did the family get any money, et cetera? All these unarmed blacks killed by cops, and it'll blow your mind. And some of them are going to be very surprising. So anyway, we have this. But would you want to be in a job where your life, it depends on it every single day? I mean, you just don't know. And you know they don't have your back in any way. This is what's happened to the military, and now it's happening to police. And this is where we are. And you're used to do the dirty work. When the mayor, and it's funny because like the mayor of Baltimore, she blamed the cops for the death of Freddie Gray. And then crime goes up in the neighborhood and she wants cops to go. And they're like, what do you want us to do? You don't want us to, you want to handle your political situation with Freddie Gray. But then when crime goes up, because we stop policing based on you, what you're, the new rules, as you call it, crime goes up and you go, well, y'all need to go in there. How do we do that? So this is what I look at and I say to myself, would I want to do this type of a job, to be the attack dog of politicians who absolutely will put you down, metaphorically, if you don't, live up to whatever expectations the public has? It isn't even what the politician is just like, I don't have a dog in this fight. Funny that I use a dog analogy, but they're going, it's whatever the public says. Okay, well, the public hates us. You're in Baltimore, you're in Cincinnati, you're in Chicago, and you're a cop. The public hates you. Why? Because it's mostly blacks. And blacks have been taught to hate cops and hate white people, black leftists. Not black rightists, not pragmatists, not regular Americans who happen to be black that don't lead with blackness. I had a guy, he wrote me a thing the other day. Man, you put on your thing, you're a proud American, but you didn't put nothing about being black. And I went, oh, Princess, it bugs you that I'm proud to be black? I tweeted him back. That's what bugs you about my Twitter thing, right? I said, so it would make you feel better if I professed my blackness, right? Which you can obviously see. I'm a proud American. So I asked him a simple question. What is an American to you? Because, if you aren't proud, I'm very proud to be American. I'm an American who happens to be black. I know that. It isn't like I'm dismissing my blackness. I didn't say I'm proud to be an American. Oh, and I'm a white guy. I'm proud to be American. Let me tell you, people keep asking me the same questions, folks. Let me explain something to you. The school system and the system in general teaches black people to hate this country and to hate things on sight. You think the people, the white people that are getting beat up in the time right now that we're dealing with, do you think these white people did something wrong? Do you think they were at the park at the Ocean Beach in Baltimore where two white guys on video got their butts, I'm talking about, got beat? It's going to be some lasting damage when I talk about how bad they got beat. People stomping them in the head, okay? Kicking them so hard to the kidneys, they may have renal failure. These people are going to have major things. What do you think they did? You think they stood up and yelled the N-word and said, I dare you, N-words, come over and do something to me? They were just walking along in the beach and got the crap kicked out of them. Life-changing beating. You better, if this is the world you want for your children, congratulations, but I'm going to tell you something. That's why I spend a stupid amount of time teaching my kids how to fight. My youngest son, every day now, we got to go over, this is how you do it, and this is a scenario you could find yourself in, and you better be ready to go. It's insane. I think about all, but I tell you guys all the time I spent learning how to defend myself. Why? For this stupid, crazy world. But you know what? It paid off. It absolutely paid off. Boy. Cops being used. Maryland school official called the police on an 11-year-old boy after a teacher reportedly saw a BB gun in the child's room during a virtual instruction. Yeah. Courtney Lancaster, the child's mother and a Navy veteran, told the station that the child is in the process of becoming an Eagle Scout He's enrolled in Baltimore County Schools. And an officer, she said, explained to me that he was here to search for weapons in my home. The child had reportedly taken a variety of lessons related to outdoor sportsmanship, including archery lessons. By the way, I mean, as much as I like the principle of Boy Scouts, because I think that a kid being able to survive and understanding nature and all that it has to offer is the best thing on the planet. I really do. I wish I could spend more time with my youngest son, getting him out and doing more things like that. That's the way I grew up, looking for arrowheads and fishing and hunting and learning how to read animal tracks and things like that. It's amazing. Anyway, the school officials phoned authorities because they were concerned over seeing a BB gun mounted on the child's wall. The teacher reportedly took a screenshot of the room, passed it along to a resource officer. They turned it over to local authorities. This is despicable, said the mom. I had no idea what in the world this visit could be over. BB guns never even once entered my mind. How many 11-year-old boys have BB guns? I did. My son has one. He's older than 11, but he's got one. My kids, my older boys growing up, they had BB guns. This is insane. But the institution will deploy police to do something like this, right? But don't you dare kill a black man who's doing something. Don't you dare respond to the, you know, but go check on an 11-year-old boy with a BB gun, because he has the potential to grow up and do what? I don't know, what, become a CEO, an Eagle Scout? This is insane. This is the overreach that is occurring in academia every single day. This is yet another one of these reasons why you got to keep your eye on leftists.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a man in a Wendy's parking lot 1 week ago is waiving his first court appearance on Friday. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Rolfe is accused of shooting Brooks twice in the back after Brooks stole his taser and was running. Atlanta Interim Police Chief Rodney Bryan says he's seeing an increased number of officers calling in sick.
What we are seeing is an increase in officers taking off. We don't believe that it's a coordinated effort. But as we're seeing throughout the country, police departments are feeling very challenged at this time.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state is happy to be hosting President Trump's first Make America Great Again rally since March in Tulsa. You're listening to USA Radio News. A majority of Americans say they oppose changing the name of military bases carrying the names of Confederate leaders, while another majority say they're against reparations for slavery in a new poll. The new ABC Ipsos poll says 56% of Americans are against renaming military bases that currently bear the name of Confederate leaders. Party-wise, it breaks down by 71% of Democrats support changing the names, meanwhile only 13% of Republicans do. Father's Day is Sunday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some highlights from a national survey about it.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fake news. Talked about that the other day when I was covering something on Tucker Carlson and him talking about BLM and, you know, some of the issues related to that, this, you know, just people believing the lie of this stuff. And it's insane that people will believe the nonsense that they're told about BLM and this other stuff. Tucker talked about this BLM being a parody of itself, that overseas they defaced Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. And Tucker jokingly, sarcastically, I should say, said, yeah, well, what did he have to do with black people, with helping black people? You know, of course, the president that freed the slaves. And overseas, we've sold leftism to such a degree that the man who is responsible for freeing black people in America was defaced in Europe. I want you to understand what's being sold. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. We sell the worst of ourselves when we let leftists be in charge of this country. We sell racism. We sell misogyny. We sell the things, everything that America is not, we sell it. And to Tucker's point, people want to come over because they love this country. A million people a year, and millions more would jump on that list if it weren't so long. Multiple millions don't even get on the list. They come over illegally. Why? Because America sucks, right? Because it's so racist. And they wonder why we call them fake news, why we call the left frauds, vile human beings of the worst order, the worst kind. It's very simple. They are. They sell this nonsense. Boston, Tucker said, they defaced a Civil War monument that was essentially black folks fighting to be free. And they defaced it. They're too stupid to even... There's a monument. Go get it. Meanwhile, they've walked by many other monuments that, quite frankly, I don't care if you ever tear down a monument. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Maybe there's a Hitler monument somewhere that needs to be torn down. But I don't care. Understanding Hitler is a good thing. He can do us no more harm. Monuments are a reminder. I used to tell people Civil War monuments are a reminder to me that we whooped that Southern butt. That's what the Civil War monuments were to me. He's right. None of these causes are really to improve the plight of black people. I've made the comment, if leftists wanted to help blacks, they've had plenty of opportunities. But what do? To Tucker's point, they encourage theft and mayhem. They want blacks to destroy their own neighborhoods. I know they do. I don't have to guess about it. They love the idea that black people are willing to, you know, I mean, we talked about these white kids who would hand bricks to black kids. How, where do you think those bricks came from during the riots? You think it was the NAACP organized that? That was white folks orchestrating the brick throwing, and then white kids going out and giving bricks, handing bricks to black kids. Why don't you just hand them a gun? If you're going to give them a weapon, don't give them a brick. Give them a gun. It's unbelievable. It's not about black lives. And Tucker's right. The mob not only will come for you, the mob has come for you. The mob is here. It is it's in your face. And you're afraid to tell the truth to the mob? Because that's what's happening. Kevin, I don't really want to talk about George Floyd. I don't really want to talk about this situation. I don't really want to give my views about police. I don't really. So you want the mob to win. The mob mentality is winning. Every time you refuse to have that conversation, to have that, what I call that micro conversation, you're allowing that microaggression to occur to you, and you're back. People think they're right. When they say publicly, you know, Donald Trump's a piece of crap, and you don't say anything, they win. Say that to me. You guys know my stance. Let me overhear somebody say Donald Trump's a piece of crap. And I'll go, you know what? You're a piece of crap for saying that. Or I'll say, if you think Trump was a piece of crap, then you really must hate baby black Jesus. Because Barack Obama, if Trump was a piece of crap, Barack Obama was a dung heap of crap. That's what I say. I want to make sure they understand, this is my view. If we're going to put something out there, we're going to put it out there for everybody. Everybody going to know. There is no advantage in cowardice, not when you're dealing with bullies. I don't care if it's 15 people. If somebody confronts you and they want you to be a coward and you cower, you're going to get a whooping from all 15. You're going to get hit and pummeled from all directions. But if it's going to happen, let me tell you what will give you some level of satisfaction. Popping two or three of them right smack in the jaw. Putting the lights out of a couple of them. And let me tell you what might just happen. If you do that, the rest of them will scatter. I've done it with as many as five. I haven't done it for more than that. And I don't know that I want to test that. But I'll tell you this. I did it with five. And I knocked two of them in the next week. And I watched three big old black boys hit the wind. So I'm not talking conjecture. Don't be a coward. What it does is it does, as Tucker said, empower the worst in people when you're not willing to stand up. And Mitt Romney putting on his mask and marching with Black Lives Matter, that's not a Democrat. That's not a Republican. He might as well call himself a Democrat. He thinks that that's a good thing. That's not helping black folks, and it's not helping the Republican cause. Oh, it showed how compassionate we are and all that. No, it didn't. That's a lie. Don't believe that. Your compassion is shown when you respect people enough to tell them the truth about themselves. That's what I do. Black folks need to go back to the people we were in the 1950s, pre-1950s. I'll even go for the 60s when we were fighting for the right causes. But when we were all about family, all about learning, all about God, all about country, etc. And no matter what this country did to us, we knew what its potential was. And that's what we cared about. Stand up for the truth. And that's what I did. I want to talk about this real quick. Confirmation hearing of Justice Kavanaugh. A number of women made unsubstantiated claims about him sexually assaulting them. And that they had observed him sexually assault other women. And many of those claims have been found wanting after the FBI investigations, because there was no evidence, or as the witnesses would say, none of these sexual assaults even happened. There was a woman who claimed that Kavanaugh had raped her, and now she admits, get this, they never met. Now, if you think, Kevin, this is new news, when did this come out? 2018. Literally a month after I got fired from Fox, this woman comes out and she says, I made it up. Questioning of Ms. Monroe Layton. And she admitted, contrary to her prior claims, that she had not been sexually assaulted by Judge Kavanaugh and was not the author of the original, quote, Jane Doe letter. So why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up in the context of Tucker. Tell the truth. Stand by the truth. Don't let them bully you. See, Fox is a bully. They said, oh, we're going to let you go because you made a comment. I tweeted, of course, that these accusers were lying skanks, and they are. And here's exactly what this lady said. Under questioning by committee investigators, Ms. Monroe Layton admitted, contrary to her prior claim that she had been sexually assaulted by Judge Kavanaugh, that she was not the author of the Jane Doe letter. And when she was asked by committee investigators if she was, as she claimed, the Jane Doe from Oceanside, California, who sent the letter to Senator Harris, she admitted, no. I did it as a way to grab attention. It was a tactic. That was just a ploy. It was a ploy, by the way, by Kamala Harris as well. She knew it. Everybody knew it. And let me tell you something. If you have any powers of common sense, you knew it. What do we do here at the Kevin Jackson Show? We tell you the things that other people won't say. I say the things that they won't say. I say what you're thinking. And I don't have any regrets for that, because that is exactly the way the public discourse should be. Oh, you just want to have your private thoughts about common sense stuff, about something that can ruin a man's life? Let's just have our private moments. Let's not stand up and protect the man. Regarding the false sexual assault allegations she made via email to the committee, she said, I was angry and I sent it out. When the committee investigators asked whether she had ever met Judge Kavanaugh, she said, oh, Lord, no. Yeah. So, what was she? A lying skank is what she was. This is a woman that did not care if she ruined a good man's reputation, but she's supposed to be an upstanding citizen, right? I take this all back to what I was talking about with Tucker Carlson, where he says there are these narratives out there about BLM is good and these Kavanaugh accusers were righteous people. No, they're not. It's a lie. It's a lie being perpetrated by people for whatever reason. I don't know. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you want to ruin a man's reputation? And in the case of BLM, why is it you want to perpetuate a lie? Only stupid leftists can answer this question.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if you guys saw the video, but members of Brazil's parliament, they broke into a hospital that claimed that they had 5,000 infected people from the Chinese Wu flu and 200 deaths. And so they got video, and there are people with masks on, and they're stopping these guys at the gate. And finally, one of the guys just pushes past them. They go inside, and as it turns out, they got no patience. Yep, caught them red-handed. Not a single person with Wu flu, COVID-19, call it whatever you want. And it, essentially, frauding the world, fraudulently reporting the number of people that are sick, the number of people that are dying worldwide. Caught on camera. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Go look it up. Don't believe me. Members of Brazil's parliament. Just do that. Break into a hospital for looking for COVID-19. Use that. Don't use Wu Flu because they won't put that. And you'll find it. This is happening all over the world. They don't want to open the world up. They want us to believe that this virus is legit. And folks, it is not just this cabal here in America. We get our news here. We think, oh, well, it's just our guys. Well, why is it they keep fudging the numbers and fudging the deaths and all that? Is this in America? No. This is a cabal around the world to make this thing look like what it is so we can go into the mask and, you know, do the mask and all this other stuff that they've got us doing. And then we'll have people to go and make sure you're doing it the right way. Never been done before. Never been done with the flu, bird flu, you name it, Ebola, none of it. And now we got to do it. There was an article I read. It said, are we now at a point where we always are going to have to wear a mask? We will be until somebody sues and then another suit and another suit. And then a federal court will go, nope, you don't have to wear a mask. And that'll be the end of that. And it needs to happen sooner rather than later. These people lie to us. They've lied. It's crazy. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the outcome of this stuff. I saw this article. It said, New York soup kitchens are overrun with, they're straining to the capacity. Soup kitchens and pop-up services around New York. One user of the soup kitchen, this article writes, Brittany, a 35-year-old PhD candidate at Teachers College at Columbia University, who declined to give her full name, says she started visiting food services at Salem United Methodist Church in Harlem a few weeks ago after her partner lost his bartending job. I've been going two or three times a week for lunch, she said. The fresh air makes it seem a little less scary. She's just one of hundreds of neighborhood newcomers, including, get this, actors, writers, students, musicians, and artists. Here's what I say to all of that. You get what you get. This is the unintended good circumstances that came from this Wu Flu pandemic that it is impacting many on the left. I don't wish them any bad luck because I'm just not that type of a person. But if you're gonna push it out for us, I don't care that you get bad luck. And that's what they've done. They pushed this onto us. Writers, actors, students, musicians, and artists. All of them laid off. I'm telling you, this is the part of society that the Democrats didn't think were going to get impacted. But I want you to balance that. Everybody who got laid off with everybody who's now fearful for their lives. They don't have weapons. And I could go on. I want you to play this little scenario out to its reasonable end. And now, the coup d'etat, the coup de grace, whatever, the ultimate deal, the cops walking away, and now you got it. So now you want your free meal, but you might have to fight for it. Because there's nobody going to be there to protect you. Whatever you've got a mentality of black people, that black leftists who say, what you got is not yours. It can be mine. What do you think? What if roving patrols of young blacks, where do you think they live? The overwhelming cities. I mean, we're talking about cities with 50, 60% black folks that want their stuff back. You think you're safe in your little gentrified neighborhood when the cops go, I'm not showing up. Or when you go get that free meal from the soup kitchen and a bunch of people cut in front of you, like that happened to the guy at the grocery store, at the little convenience store, who wouldn't let some guys cut in front of him and they ganged up on him and beat him up. I watched that video and here's two guys, they were coming, they were swarming him. They saw him come out of the store and a guy is already menacing as he's walking towards him and the guy still got his groceries in his hands. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I take a can of beans out of that, whatever I got in that bag, whatever the hardest thing is in that bag, and as soon as that dude gets close enough, I crack his skull. Now, there's Kevin going, talking about, I'm telling you how to survive. Let four guys come at me, menacing, and I've got a weapon in my, I mean, I don't even need a weapon, but I'm saying, give me a can of corn and watch what I do with it. I will make some brain stew, because I'm going to crack your skull with it, and I'm telling you that four is not enough. I'm going to tell you right now, four is not enough. If you got any distance and you know what you're doing, there are martial arts buddies of mine listening to the program. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Once you crack the skull of that one guy, and you have him to use as your example of what you're willing to do, let me tell you, other people scurry. Anyway, it's going to be escape from New York, escape from Chicago, escape from L.A., etc. And here's what's funny. The zombie apocalypse is upon the left. They don't realize it. They brought it upon themselves. They wanted to bring it up on us. But you know what we did? We went, man, I'll go out and kill a rabbit. You know, you stocked up. For those of you who don't hunt, you stocked up. You're ready to go. You live in the suburbs. I laughed. I sent out a tweet and said, hey, I don't live where BLM lives. I live where there's civilized people. I'm in the burbs, witches. I just used a different word, but that's what I put. Yeah, she says, this girl goes on. She's talking about the soup kitchen. She says, that's the dynamics. In just weeks. City Harvest, a nonprofit that distributes food donated by restaurants and other retail outlets, nearly 250 food pantries, soup kitchens worldwide, said it delivered 6.6 million pounds of food between March 9th and April 12th, or almost 5 million pounds more than the year earlier period. Before COVID, we saw the same faces each week. Now we see lots of families with young children. This is de Blasio's New York City, the crown jewel of Governor Cuomo, and they got 5 million more people, more pounds of food going than the previous year, and they're seeing all these new faces. The guy who killed off grandmother at the old folks' home, Cuomo, and his sidekick, de Blasio. I mean, I don't even need to tell you what de Blasio's done in New York City. And this is what they've got. They got writers, students, actors, musicians, other artists who have to get into food lines. Why? Because guess there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to play. No restaurants open. Can't bring in the guy playing guitar. No theaters open. So actors are out of work. I could go on. They said, Food Bank New York, the biggest anti-hunger organization in the city, says the number of users could double or triple from the pre-coronavirus levels of 2.5 million. In Richmond Hills, Queens, at the Riverfront, we had an emergency serving 1,000 to 1,500 people before COVID, said Leslie Gordon. It's going up to 5,000 people in line and could continue to grow. This is not unique. It's a bellwether for what is happening across New York City. And then I watched some interview where they said Cuomo is at 84% approval. I feel like I was watching some African dictator give his statistics on, you know, how popular he was. Like, Edie, I mean, I got 100% of the vote. They love me. I got 100% of the vote. Is there anyone out there who did not vote for me? Oh, see? You see? Man. As of last week, 791,000 New Yorkers had applied for unemployment benefits. A new study found that the state had lost 1.2 million jobs so far, and estimates that one-third of the city could soon be out of work. Now, keep in mind, this is all, you know, they want people scared. They want people on food lines. They want you to believe, man, without the government here, what would you do? The very government that put you on the food line wants you to believe that the only way you could survive is because of government. That's the left. Wow. And they go on to give some other statistics, but just understand, New York is under siege by New York's politicians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.